I'm very pleased to have the opportunity of raising this important matter, and I want to thank the Minister for taking it herself. And knowing the type of minister she is, pragmatic, that she, I believe, will have no entrenched views until she familiarises herself fully with the workings of Parent Stop, which is available, I believe, only in Donegal. It provides free and confidential one-to-one telephone and group support to parents who need some help with parenting challenges, whether it is bedtime routine, managing behaviour, parenting skills, putting in place a parenting plan, setting boundaries, school concerns, communication breakdown, worries about teens, substance misuse. Anything that concerns you right now, then Parent is here to offer support. The challenges of separation and the strains that that causes for families at all time. Parent Stop can listen while they talk it out, provide information on their specific parenting concern and advise on the next steps. It has it was established in 2005 as a charitable organisation and registered as such in 2007. They offer valuable service to parents, to co-parents and children, and matters surrounding separation, legal matters, or children in a state of anxiety due to legal matters in their lives. And of course, that is vital that this service is provided. They offer niche services that I can safely state can be obtained nowhere else in the country but in Donegal. And Donegal now shouldn't be penalising for establishing it and ensuring that it has been extremely successful over the last 14 years. The reason I'm raising it tonight, Minister, is they have been told that the funding will be withdrawn. All the funding doesn't come from TUSLA. Some comes from the Department of Justice. Some comes from the Department of Health, and indeed to those who deal with drugs. And Minister Byrne, and I've mentioned it to her as well. So we must look at all of this in the round, in the context of the services they provide, and times where families and individuals that they're dealing with legal matters, the struggle of teenagers, the challenges of secondary level schooling. There are times of great stress, anxiety and difficulty for the individuals. But parents deal with them in an atmosphere conducive to resolving this, not in the atmosphere of a court. And of course, I do know that the legal profession in Donegal are very, very supportive. They don't look at this is taking business from us. They are extremely supportive. And the more Parent Stop organisations that we have around the country, I do believe that it will result in a massive savings. And why the funding was being withdrawn, I just can't understand it. I want to quote directly from a practising solicitor who stated that the courts are unable to deal with the volume of cases in the family law court at the moment. If someone has issued family law proceedings in, let's say, Letterkenny District Court, seeking access or maintenance, for example, they will have to wait until at least February 2020 or maybe longer to be given a hearing. Parent Stop were able to bridge that gap. In the vast majority of cases, a final order was made by a court with no necessity for a hearing date following the party's attendance. That, in effect, I believe all legal people would concur with that, and I would hope, Minister, that you have some
thank
good news
much,
for
Deputy
me.
Deputy Minister, your
4 minutes. Thank you. I want to thank the Deputy, Les Kim-Korla, for providing me with the opportunity to discuss the funding provided by TUSLA to Parent Stop in County Donegal and the recent decision by Parent Stop, as I understand it, to cease its services at the end of the year. Parent Stop is one of many organizations funded by TUSLA which provide valuable supports to parents and children. Since the publication of its parenting support strategy in 2013, TUSLA has developed and expanded the range of parenting supports available for families across the country. ParentStop has provided a non-stigmatizing, expert, and unique function in supporting families in Donegal in a complex range of situations and across the continuum of care, as you've already eloquently outlined. In 2018, ParentStop, as I understand it, supported 602 families. Supports include one-to-one sessions for families with complex needs, intensive supports for children, and brief intervention supports for children and families. ParentStop also provides support to families dealing with a range of issues, including separation, addictions, financial worries, online safety, obesity, mental health concerns, bullying, stress, and peer pressure. As one of ParentStop's core funders, TUSLA has been aware of the organization's recent financial difficulties and has supported measures to prevent its closure. The HSE is also is ParentStop's other main funder. Between 2016 and 2019, annual funding provided by TUSLA to ParentStop increased by 31,000 euros to 68,625 euros. In 2018, TUSLA provided an additional 7,000 euros to ParentStop to address its recurring annual deficit. TUSLA provided a further exceptional annual increase of 24,000 euros to ParentStop in 2018, following the withdrawal of funding by the Northwest Regional Drugs Task Force. And in 2019, TUSLA provided further once-off funding of 18,640 euros to assist the organization to invest time and resources in developing a sustainable funding model. TUSLA has informed me that all funding options available to support ParentStop have been exhausted, and unfortunately that ParentStop has decided that it cannot continue to operate within the funding allocations available from its core funders. It's important that TUSLA assigns its resources to the areas which it perceives to be in greatest need, ensuring the best possible outcomes for children and families. And funding of services is informed by TUSLA's commissioning approach. TUSLA seeks to fund services in the most beneficial, effective, efficient, proportionate, and sustainable manner in order to improve the outcomes of vulnerable children and families. Under Part 8 of the Child and Family Agency Act of 2013, TUSLA funds a range of organizations which provide services to vulnerable children and families, including those providing parenting supports. And TUSLA remains committed to commissioning and developing supports for parents and deeply regrets the decision of ParentStop to cease its operation by the end of 2019.
Mr. Deputy Cummins.
Extremely disappointed. Of course, the Minister and her officials have taken up an entrenched position and not even prepared to think about this. I mean, when we look back from 2005 right through, the return that the state got in the investment, whether it was from TUSLA, whether it was from the health promotion grant from the Department of Health, whether it was from the North West Regional Drugs and Alcohol, all of those combined, I would say to you, Minister, that you should consider meeting a representative group from ParentStop, that you would be the lead minister, that you would communicate with the other government departments and pull all this together. You say that you're committed, TUSLA is committed to commissioning and developing supports for parents and deeply regrets the decision. The decision has not been taken by ParentStop. The decision has been made for them because of the various state agencies that have withdrawn the funding. They say that they must ensure that this is spent where there's the most benefit. Funding services is informed by TUSLA's commissioning report. TUSLA seeks to fund services in the most beneficial, effective, efficient, proportionate and sustainable manner. That there is a statement of insult to ParentStop. It's saying that the converse of that, that they're not able to ensure that they can have efficient, proportionate, sustainable manner. I mean, that's totally insulting. Minister, I would ask you, and I do think you're a very fair person, I would ask you to let's start to meet as soon as possible after the break next week, if there's to be a break, that you would meet with about three people from this, and that after that, or maybe you would invite somebody from the Department of Health and from, of course, TUSLA, you're the political head, and the other agencies to try and pull this together. I would ask you to take that initiative, and I believe you can't do any more than that tonight. But I do believe that the 100,000, 120,000 that's needed, not all from Tuzla, I believe other agencies can make contributions, and that this could be a pilot project and rolled out throughout the rest of the country. It's been so successful, it's very disheartening if we're not able to proceed with it.
Yes, indeed. Deputy Gallagher. I don't accept your judgment that we have an entrenched position, may I begin with saying. I mean, we are, Tuzla, as I indicated, increased contributions to Parent Stop three times in addition to their original core funding by way of, I suppose, offering support for them to not only to do the excellent work that they do, but in addition to that, to support them in designing a sustainable funding model. And, Deputy, may I say too, I mean, I understand, I think, a little bit about, setting up a voluntary organization, doing really pretty good, excellent provision of services, and looking for ways in order to grow that and to get support from different agencies, different government departments, perhaps philanthropic sponsors, and putting that together to a sustainable funding model in order to continue to support the group or the organization or the company limited by guarantee or the charity, as you have indicated. So I understand that. And I think what Tuzla has tried to do is offer financial support and time with Parent Stop in order to assist them on looking for a sustainable funding model. You say, who's responsible for that model? Is it the government or is it the organization? I think that's a good question. I'm not saying I wouldn't necessarily meet them, but I do know a little bit about establishing, an organization to meet a need. They've obviously done a brilliant job with that. There are, as I understand it, there would be other organizations within Donegal that also offer parenting supports, and Tuzla's job is to take a look at all of the different voluntary groups as well as its own provision of services and together identify that they are meeting the needs of parents and families in Donegal. So I think my understanding of this has been an excellent voluntary organization and the provision of services. And they've had a challenge in terms of developing a sustainable funding model, which Tuzla has tried to support them with.
Thank you, Aaron. No, I can't allow any more. No, sorry, you're not. Laskan, you know better than anybody that I can't. Can I ask both of you? The rules are the rules. 4 minutes, 4 minutes. No. It's finalised. You'll have to.
If you come with me.
I'm sure both of you will go and meet them. It'll be a great gathering.
And Tuzla.
It's a deal.
We'll meet for the Dalton. We'll meet for the Narrow. We'll meet for the Chapter Gallagher.